You want to split it?
Yeah, I'll pay half, you pay half.
Do we split the mortgage?
Well...
Do we split the car outside?
No.
Who pays the T-Mobile bill?
You do.
You have your cute little job, pay the cute little bill. This isn't fair.
You really want me to pay for all of it?
You want me to pay for everything?
You must have lost your mind.
And make investments for us and worry about our future? How about you take care of something?
Okay.
I think that's only fair.
You know what? I like what he did there. Do we split the mortgage? Do we split the car note, the insurance, and all of that stuff, the cell phone bill, and now you want to split the dinner bill when you invited me here? Don't fall for that, bro. Put your foot down, bro. Straight up, because she's trying to play you like a sucker. And that's her husband that she's doing that to. Imagine what some of these women is doing to you guys when they really look at y'all like y'all are disposable. Don't fall for it, bro.
Sometimes a woman can talk her out of a relationship. You can talk. We do that.
Yes,
we will talk.
I'm gonna say something, and this might ruffle little feathers. I don't think just being a good man is enough. To stay in a relationship with them.
But when I say a good man, I mean like that means all around. That means himself, spiritually, mentally, physically.
That's great.
Healthily, like he's a good man.
That doesn't mean that he's the man for you.
You need to leave that dope alone.
Oh, and you need to sell that crack, man.
Get out. He need to leave that dope alone.
And right. Maybe when you're going through these motions of getting to know him, you're realizing, okay, he's a great person, but honestly, with his humor, like he could be funny, but he's not funny to me.
And that's why a lot of modern women are getting 40 with four cats. And no man, because he's a good man, but because he's not funny, you gotta throw that out.
All right, fellas, this is proof that you cannot please every one of them, right? Did you hear what she said? Being a good man is not enough to stay in a relationship with a man. To me, that sounds like she wants somebody, like somebody off of social media, like one of those type of guys, an entertainer or something like that, a regular degular dude who's faithful, loyal, provider is just not gonna be enough for her. Don't waste your time with women like that, bro. Straight up, she's nothing. She's nobody. Real talk.
Do not act tough, no matter how strong you are. Let me explain why. You probably noticed a lot of these professional fighters, like boxers, wrestlers, and etc. They say they would never fight in the street. And there's a reason behind that, because it's just not worth it. For example, the other day, I was with my friend in a parking garage. It was late at night, we're trying to get out. For some reason, my card wasn't working. So I asked the lady if I can pay with cash. The guys next to us started laughing and saying things like, "Oh, you got a Beamer, but you can't even pay for parking." And I just ignored it. And they just kept going with it. Like, damn, dude got a Beamer, he can't do. And it was literally just two fat dudes sitting in the car.
All right, today we're going to talk about how we can find out and how much we can find out and what it takes to get there.
I wrestled in high school. I played football. As a kid, I did Muay Thai. So I know how to stand for myself. My friend is 6'2", that hits the gym. So guess what we did? We just kept it pushing. You know why? You have to understand, if those two people have the courage to talk to you like that, that means they have nothing to lose. And it's bad when people have nothing to lose. Guess what happened when we drove off? Nothing. If we responded, could have been bad.
All right, fellas, this man 100% right. Don't be out there acting tough. I'm gonna tell you a few reasons. One, the person you messing with might seriously got them hands for real and will put hands and feet on you. I've seen people get headbutted. I've seen people get choke slammed. I've seen people get knocked out cold. I've seen people get stabbed when you didn't even know a weapon was on the person. I've seen people get shot. Acting tough is not the way to go. There's always somebody bigger and badder than you, bro. I don't care what nobody says. Be smart enough to live another day.
Do you think we could split it?
What kind of shit is that?
Now look, we already told y'all how I go down at them hospitals, man. I'ma link the video right here so y'all can go and watch that one. It's a very important video for you to watch. You might be dating one of them girls.
Dude, I'll tell you what, I'm a mother.
Hey y'all, come look at this.
So when a guy's like, "Ooh, let me go over, like, I don't care if your kid's there, like, I'll wait till they're asleep." Blocked. Done. Like, what the fuck you mean you gonna wait for my kid to be asleep? Bitch, hell.
Yeah, real fucking quick.
That's an instant turn off.
Let's get some more female talent in here.
Look, let me just say this. What if that was your baby mama and she was letting dudes come over there? Even if your child was asleep, you'll be looking at her like she loose as a goose, man. Come on, bro. But at the same time, ma'am, ain't nobody hard up like that about that. Come on, man. Let's be real, bro. Like, it's not that special, bro, for somebody to be like, yeah, I just gotta come to your house. Nah, it ain't that. It ain't that deep. Come on, chill out.
I went on a date today, and let me tell you my experience. I planned ahead, and I went to the store and bought flowers. Show up to the date with the flowers in hand. She said, why did you buy flowers?
Send this to someone who needs it. Hold this L.
I thought that's what we were supposed to do. Am I wrong?
Oh, and to top it off, I ended up keeping the flowers. She didn't want them.
To me, bro, bringing some flowers on a first date is some sucker shit. That's just me personally. I don't think that's what you should have done, because she definitely would have looked at you like, oh, I got me a sucker. Definitely, bro, because who just bringing flowers on the first date these days, knowing damn well half of them for the streets, bro? She looking at you like a sucker, I promise you that. But I know you feel played, because she ain't even want the flowers, and she made it known. Like, didn't even pretend that it was a lovely gesture. She looked you dead in your face and said, why did your lame bring me flowers? Come on, bro. Which goes to show you, a lot of these women aren't used to good men. They're used to toxic dudes. Now that you know she's toxic, what are you gonna do? You gonna continue moving on forward with her and just use her? Or are you gonna cut your losses and never talk to her again? Which one you gonna do?
It's the only time y'all see me cry on this app. Probably gonna be the first and only time y'all see me cry on this app. But I just woke up and my best friend of almost literally the last decade has unfollowed me on everything. And he started doing it app by app over the course of the last week. Mind you, we spoke last week. Like, I wasn't noticing. And even though you unfollowed me on this app, I hope this message still finds you, because I just want to know how you can so easily dispose of someone and something that you're supposed to care about. Someone who you know cares about you. I've had your back through everything. And vice versa, you've had mine. I don't care if you got a little girlfriend that don't approve of our friendship. I don't care about none of that. It was too easy for you to dispose of me, and that shit hurts a lot. I never would have expected you to fold this way, and especially without explanation. What I will say, though, is it's no love lost, and I hope this still finds you. I wish you the best.
Now listen, when she said that he blocked her on all social media accounts, that does lead me to believe that he has a girlfriend and he don't want you reaching out to him, because it's pointless at this time. He never really considered you a real friend anyway. He was just playing friends so he could get the draws. And I don't know if he ever hit it or not, but let's just say he did. He realized you wasn't the type of woman he wanted to be with long term. Let's say he didn't. He still said, all right, cool, she's not the type of woman I want to be with. She's made it abundantly clear that I'm never going to hit. What's the point of even continuing this relationship? The whole time y'all was friends with each other, talking about y'all been through thick and thin, that sounds like he probably was helping you out, because what could you have done for him? You probably wasn't fighting women for him. You wasn't loaning him no money. Typically, that is not what female friends do with their male friends, and I don't really think that's a real thing for the most part. But to address his little girlfriend, she done did her reconnaissance. She knows he got a girlfriend, and she don't like the fact that that woman is getting all of his time now. I think she thinks that she was going to be able to just put him on a back burner while she was running the streets, and then when she realized that the streets wasn't what she needed to be, she was gonna just use him as a contingency plan and settle down with that guy, thinking that he was gonna go for it. But he wised up, came to his senses, made the wise decision. Let's go.